Bruce Wall is the pastor at Dorchester's Global Ministries Christian Church. When he first heard about the Boston Marathon bombings, he was traveling out of town, and he responded the way countless other people did.
I was shocked. I wanted to ask my wife and children, can we turn around and go back?
Why did you want to go back?
I wanted to go back because I wanted to figure out how we could help.
But soon after Jahar Tsarnaev was captured and Boston's focus turned to recovery, Wall's perspective began to shift.
I said, wow. We all said, wow, in this community. I said, there were helicopters. The federal government got involved. The mayor actually came out of the hospital, and the police commissioner was wheeling him around. So I said, wow, they called a state of emergency, and look what happens when you shut the city down and you want to go after something. They went after these two guys, and they accomplished their goal.
For years, Wall has argued that Boston's white power structure doesn't take inner-city violence seriously enough. Looking back, Wall says that while the marathon bombings were tragic, they also proved his point.
With 40, 50, 60, 70 people dying on the streets of Boston, I can't get a state of emergency. But when three white folk are killed and hundreds of others are injured and it's downtown Boylston Street, that sets the priority. The mental model of a lot of people outside of the community is that happens in Roxbury, Dorchester, and Mattapan. So that happens. They've accepted it. We won't do anything about it. That's not supposed to happen in downtown Boston.
Wall isn't the only Bostonian whose response to the bombings was tinged with frustration. At his Blackstonian website, activist Jamal Crawford keeps a running count of shootings in Boston since the marathon attacks. The current tally is 219, a number Crawford finds significant.
Now that we've broached over 200, the number of shootings that have occurred is very on par. You also have to realize, too, that our numbers are not accurate. We're not privy to all the data. Some of these shootings go unreported.
Like Wall, Crawford says that compared with what followed the marathon bombings, the outcry over inner-city gun violence has been muted at best. Ask him why, and the response is blunt.
It really boils down to the fact that black and brown lives are not held on par with our white counterparts in this country, and certainly not in this city.
Perhaps, but there are other factors to consider. The marathon bombings targeted an iconic Boston event, and they were designed to injure as many people as possible. What's more, Copley Square is a place where violence is unexpected. But for some, those caveats are cold comfort. In 2007, 13-year-old Stephen Odom was shot and killed in Dorchester. Discussing the massive marathon bombing manhunt with the New York Times, his mother, Kim Odom, said, "I can remember sitting on my couch and thinking to myself, wow, did they do this the night that my son was killed?" In the recent Boston mayor's race, that's a question that seemed to resonate.
When you read about violence in the paper in Boston, what happens is we too often turn the page. And it happens every single day.
That's then-candidate Marty Walsh during a debate at WGBH last October, agreeing that how people think about violence depends on where in the city it occurs.
What happened Marathon Monday as well was a terrible, terrible tragedy for our city. And the outrage over that incident should be happening also in our neighborhoods. Parents are burying too many young people.
Now Walsh is the mayor. And according to Jamal Crawford, the Boston activist, he seems to be taking his campaign rhetoric seriously.
Mayor Menino got out of office and never met with us. And we tried for a meeting with Menino for 5 years, and he escaped office without ever meeting with us. Already in the first month of Mayor Walsh's installment, we've already had conversations and have meetings scheduled.
Pastor Bruce Wall says he's impressed by the new mayor as well. But Wall also says that while Walsh can help shift the discussion around urban violence, the people who experience it every day need to do their part, too.
Even black and brown people say it does happen in our community. We expect it to happen in our community, and we are numb. We're traumatized, but we're also numb. And there's nothing we can do about it.
And changing that may be the biggest challenge of all. Adam Riley, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.